Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our super friend from California. How are you, Chris? How is life treating you right now?
Life is treating me remarkably average, gentlemen. How are you?
Fabulous.
Good. I would expect nothing but the least. Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Chris, so many things I want to talk to you about. I want to start with baseball, though, and I want to start with doctoring the baseball, which has really become the hot topic over the last, 2 weeks, and what's going on with that, and where you think we're going with this. And, there's something to be said for maybe letting them put a little substance on the ball so they can have a better control of the grip when it's coming at you at 100 miles an hour. But I'm just curious your thoughts on the whole thing.
Yeah, so it's been obviously a big topic on the Rose Rotation just around the sport in general. But for people who are kind of on the whole fence and not quite understanding it, and they say, well, wait a second, I thought it was in the rule book where you couldn't put anything in the baseball. It is. It is right there. And it says, you can't put any foreign substance on it. But let's break it down into hopefully simple terms. Most hitters have zero problem with pitchers using some combination of, let's say, sunscreen and rosin. There's that rosin bag behind the mound, and players wear sunscreen all the time to protect themselves. So let's say they do that. They get a grip on the baseball for the most part. That allows them to control it a little bit more and to affect, hopefully making it more accurate. The problem is this spider tack stuff. This is created in a lab, and it really, really affects the spin of the baseball. And has it jumping and dancing and doing different things that we're just not used to seeing with a baseball when it comes out of a human hand. That's the problem that baseball players have with it. And so I equate it to this. Going 40 in a 35 is illegal. Going 80 in a school zone is criminal. Like, they're both technically breaking the law, but one of them is a real issue. And the other, we're all like, not that big. I can live with it. So that's how I look at it, and I think that's how most baseball players look at it.
So what do you do about it?
Well, that's the problem, guys. The problem is that Major League Baseball has been so hesitant in coming out. The Athletic story that came out, I think, 2 or 2.5 weeks ago now, that really kind of put this on the forefront. They haven't mentioned a word. We've heard reports that they might, go out and have the umpires check every pitcher that comes in the game, hats and gloves, and then we're going to penalize it. We're just working on, formulating this and letting the players know. Well, get out in front of the public and say, hey, listen, we haven't done a good enough job enforcing this rule. It's not as simple as black and white as written in the rule book. That's why we're taking our time. We hope to have a resolution within the next 7 days. And we will come out and make a statement and get in front of this because you deserve better, the game deserves better, and the players deserve better. Like, I don't think that's that difficult, right? I mean, I think that would work. I think that would suffice. Instead, we're all left guessing. We're trying to figure out which big-name pitchers are doing it. I mean, to Trevor Bauer's credit, he blew the doors off this thing like 3 or 4 years ago, and nobody listened. And so, you know what? If he does, in fact, load up the baseball – how in the world can we blame him because he sat there and watched a league that didn't seemingly care? I had Nick Castellanos of the Cincinnati Reds on the Chris Rose Rotation last week come out and blatantly say the league does not care what pitchers are doing to the baseball. And then he added, by the way, sticky blank or no sticky blank, you throw it over the plate, I'm going to hit it hard. which I had to laugh at.
That's funny. I brought this up with Jeff when Steve Stone kind of caught the Indians, or allegedly caught the Indians, mm-hmm. right? And so the point was, if the managers know that it's going on and they don't want to say anything to the umpires about it because their own team's doing it, is that part of the problem, or should managers have to alert the umpires, or should umpires be looking for it on their own?
See, this is the problem, right?
Yeah.
Boy, the umpires have enough stuff to worry about. Do we want it really being like TSA pre-check? Like, do we want to put a little thing outside of the bullpen doors and have these guys walk through and empty their pockets? And, you know, a buzzer goes off. And, you know, like, you could say, but hold on, I signed up for the baseball clear. Can't I just put my eyes on a screen and I'm good to go? So I don't know exactly how we do it. Like, I'm one of the guys that bitches and moans about this stuff all the time, and I don't have the perfect answer for it. I think my guess is this, is that once the league comes out with some sort of statement, which at this rate should be about 2032, that the teams, if I were running a team, I would get together and say, hey, listen, guys, it is out on the table now. If you do anything, you are doing it at your own risk, and you're going to affect not only yourself but our team. So stop doing it. Stop it, because they're on a witch hunt. They're going to get people just to prove that they are doing something. So stop doing what you're doing if you're doing it, and let's move forward. And then if you're dumb enough to do it, they'll catch you at some point. Now, as far as who does it, gosh, I don't – guys, do we really want umpires having to handle this part of the game? I'm asking you, because I don't have the perfect answer.
No. I don't know. If an umpire blatantly sees it, I think he should call it. It's got to be blatant, though, at that point, rather than, you know, I don't have a problem with him going to the game assuming the pitchers don't have anything on him. But if you see somebody go to his neck or on purpose, or you just feel the need to take a stroll out to the mound because you think something shady's going on, I don't have a problem with that either.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know if you remember what happened in St. Louis Chicago a couple of weeks ago with the Cardinals. A really, really good reliever named Giovanni Gallegos came into the game, and he was stopped by the umpiring crew. And Joe West was like, look, you got something on your hat. I don't want you getting dinged in case we have to call you on it. I don't want you throwing a pitch with that hat because it's got a spot on it. Now, there's a big leap to be made from, hey, you've got a spot on your hat, to, hey, you're loading up the baseball with spider tack. Like, I think that's a pretty large assumption. But that's what we're looking at having happen if, indeed, the entire jurisdiction is in the hands of the umpires. And I just don't know. I mean, God forbid, we know we have a pace problem in this sport as is. Do we really want to go that direction? My answer is I don't think so. But I guess I'd be okay with an additional set of eyes in the bullpen checking guys before they come in the game. Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. In fact, Chris, I mean, you realize they do that in the NFL, where there are officials that are seeing the players. Well, it's the regular game officials, but when guys come out of the locker room in the NFL, they're randomly like 1 in 5, 1 in 7 getting patted down before they walk out on the field, but no one ever talks about it. Like, and I wouldn't talk about it if I didn't watch it firsthand before every Browns game and see these guys leave and see the officials standing there and patting them down. I mean, if the NFL can do it, why shouldn't Major League Baseball? Chris, I think that's a great idea.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, it's just that you can do that before an NFL game, I guess, right? But are we going to have the second base umpire run out to right center field, you know, pat down a guy? Like, it sounds like an SNL skit waiting to happen. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
like, I can't wait to see how they twist it for Saturday Night Live.
Chris Rose is joining us. Chris, I heard this and I started thinking aliens and the Zapruder film and everything else when Pete Alonso said Major League Baseball changes the baseball based on whether hitters or pitchers are loaded up in the arbitration class and the free agent class.
Yeah.
I thought, I've never heard that before and I can't believe it. What do you, is there legitimacy to that?
So I'm a huge Pete Alonso fan. Like, I am too. I think he's funny. I think he's like, and loves the game. He's good with the fans. He mashes baseball 500 feet. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. that, you know, I do a daily Instagram live show as well with Trevor Plouffe, former major leaguer on the Twins primarily, over at John Boy Media. And I brought this up to him today. And I said, is he being a nut job here, or is there some legitimacy to it? He said, Chris, I'm telling you, I played the game, and owners will do anything they can to suppress salaries. So I cannot put it past them. And I was like, Plouffe, like, look at the dots you're trying to connect. You're saying that they're changing the baseball based strictly on who's going to be a free agent and which position has heavy number of players in arbitration. Like, that's some crazy. Like, if they can pull that off, why can't they figure out the rest of the problems in the sport? Because if you're, you know, like, if you're really
Chris,
yeah?
The other thing, I don't see anybody not getting paid.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, his point was, a couple years ago when there was a really good free agent pitching class, he said that they juiced the baseball so that pitchers' numbers wouldn't look as good on the free agent market. My guess is he was talking about the year that Gerrit Cole signed for $330 and Steven Strasburg signed for $265. So I guess they should have gotten $400 and $300 instead.
Yeah.
And now he's talking about them deadening the baseball because we're going to have this amazing shortstop free agent class this offseason. I think it's fun to speculate. I love hearing people's conspiracy theories. I am usually almost never buy into any of them. Just because it's such a monumental leap. But I will agree with him on this. I don't know why they constantly change the consistency of the baseball.
Agreed.
Like, why do you harden it one year and soften it the next? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I think they're mutually exclusive topics, and I certainly hope they don't intersect at the point of keeping the economics of the game down, because that would be frightening.
Agreed.
And why do we decide that Delaware had the best mud to muddy up these balls? Is there
I thought
another
it was
state?
Mississippi.
Is it? I thought it was Delaware.
It's Delaware River mud, isn't it?
Oh, is the Delaware River in Mississippi? I don't know.
I don't believe so.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is it
in
Delaware?
Taking geography class? Guys, it's the end of the school year. Stop this.
Thank you, Chris.
You told me there wouldn't be a test on any of this stuff.
Right, exactly.
Chris, 1 minute before we let you go here, too. We're pretty excited just because we're starting to hear the Browns talk a little bit about all these OTAs and stuff and trying to get into Browns. And you know, mini camp comes up next week. Just any Chris Rose random thought on the Browns, just to be generic.
Excited. I'm excited. I don't care that certain veterans aren't there. I'm okay with it. I understand why the coaches don't like it. They love to coach their players. They love to teach. I get that side of it, but I'm good with it. Get up, get ready. It's a talented group. We have a reason to be excited. We've got a great coaching staff. Our personnel department looks lined up. There's a lot of depth on this team. It's a really good schedule. They're going to get tested a lot, particularly on the road. But they're going to have their chance to put something special together. And it's going to energize that city unlike we have seen in quite a while. So, you know, I can't wait. I'm eating up as much Browns content as I can on a daily basis. I'm just all over it. And I'll be curious. One thing the Browns, even those great years as the Browns defenses in the 80s, the one thing we never had was great speed. We had really good players. But we never had great, great speed for the most part. I think we finally have some. And I am super excited to check them out playing fast. Because a fast defense changes a game.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yes,
Chris,
sir.
We're looking forward to seeing you on the rotation. We'll check you out on that. And then, of course, NFL Network. It's right around the corner, baby, plus BattleBots, too. So, Chris, we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate the time, guys, as always. You know that.
Talk to you later. All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Chris Rose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.